Bashir ibn Amr al-Hadrami was a companion of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, who was renowned for his loyalty to the Imam even in the most trying of circumstances. But who was Bashir? How did he live his life in this world? And how did he leave this world in the grand status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Bashir ibn Amr al-Hadrami was a resident of the city of Kufa, but he was originally from the land of Yemen. In fact, the title al-Hadrami means the one from Hadramaut, which is a region in Yemen. Now, unfortunately, not a lot is known about Bashir before the events of Karbala took place, except the fact that he has been noted as one of the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that he was born after the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In our reports, Bashir ibn Amr surfaces around the time when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's caravan has been intercepted by the army of Hurr ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, and he is informed of the betrayal of the people of Kufa, just as they did his father and his brother. The caravan of love was diverted to the barren plains of Karbala, and day by day, Yazid's army grew in its thousands. Throughout these 9 days of siege, Bashir and the other companions of Imam al-Husayn would go out to the field and they would preach to the enemy, admonishing them and perhaps trying to save them from eternal damnation and doing something that would keep them imprisoned in hell forever. By the time the day of Tasu'a, which is the 9th of Muharram, arrived, Umar ibn Sa'd, who was the commander of Yazid's army in Karbala, had lost his patience with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and he ordered his soldiers to get ready for war. Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam sent his beloved brother Abbas alayhi salam to the battlefield, and he asked Abbas to request from them for just one night's respite so that they could worship their Lord. Umar ibn Sa'd reluctantly agreed, and that night, according to our narrations, it is mentioned that the sound of worship and the recitation of the Qur'an from the camps of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam sounded like the harmonious buzzing of bees. This had an effect on the hearts of the enemy soldiers, and over 30 individuals fled from the camps of Yazid, and they were saved from eternal damnation, and they moved over to the side of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Isn't that beautiful? Even the worship of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam between himself and his Lord is still rescuing people from the hellfire. Subhanallah. On that night of Tasu'a, a messenger arrived seeking a man named Bashir ibn Amr. Bashir came forward and the messenger told him that he had some very, very pressing news about his son, and he had a very urgent decision to make. Would he stay with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, or would he go and rescue his son from the grasps of the oppressors?